Hello and welcome. I'm Daniel.
I'm Andrew. We're brothers, and this is Today on Andrew Show,
where we give our opinions about movies and TV, and TV about Fallout movies with really long names that we've been watching lately. So, Andrew, how you doing today?
I'm good. How about you?
Spectacular. I didn't think about that beforehand, so, you know, just, I'm really good at improv, as you can tell. Did you have a nice couple of weeks?
It was good. You came and visited for a good portion of it. That's kind of why we're a little bit late.
Yeah, I went to see some dorks, and also mom, our stepdad, and your wife, Laura, so... It was nice to visit.
Oh, so you visited someone else on top of that? Okay.
No, just this, the other two.
You know. Okay.
And then some pets. You know, that was fun.
Gotcha.
I think we had a pretty good trip. Hung out, saw movies and all that good stuff.
Yeah. Have you watched anything else other than our two reviews here?
I mean, I went and saw Godzilla X Kong again, because at one of the theaters there, there was D-Box seats, which are, they like move and rumble and
apparently stuff. They're very uncomfortable. That's all I
heard. They're not about. Because they can't be like all plush because they like move around and stuff. They were like their normal seats that we sat in for the other movie. It was just they had like rumble and moved and stuff. So maybe that was uncomfortable. I don't know. Mm. It's like a 2-hour movie. But I mean, I think you get uncomfortable if you're sitting for a long time in one place anyway. Unless it's like super plush or recliners or whatever. So, I mean, I think in recliners, I still get a little uncomfortable, but yeah, it was like, if you go to like a normal theater, live theater show, you might get a little uncomfortable in the chairs. That's what it felt like. But I mean, I thought it was fun. That was a good time. I mean, if there was a better movie for those kind of seats, I don't know what is, you know, so, but that was fun. I flew there and back. So I watched like half of the Avengers, the first one.
The original. Okay.
Yeah. It's a pretty good movie. I skipped a few scenes because like some of them are so dark. And when you're on the airplane, there's like light everywhere and stuff. You can like barely see anything. When they're fighting in the forest and Loki and Thor are talking to each other, it's like you see like their mouths moving.
Yeah.
It's like, you don't understand, brother. And it's like, I'm sure Thor's there and he's looking cool, but I can't tell what's going on. So I just kind of like skipped over a little bit, just waited till they fighting and stuff. And then I stopped like right before the final battle because, I mean, the flights weren't very long. So, but it's a pretty good movie. Started watching the third season of Only Murders in the Building because I tried to find something to watch. That was pretty good. I think that was it. I know you were watching Shogun.
Yep. There's only one episode left. I'm all caught up. Nice. Yeah, I think we might do a review on that, so I'll save my opinions.
Yeah. All right. Sounds like a plan to me.
Yeah, I don't think I've watched anything else other than that, so
yeah, we're watching an anime, but we're about halfway through, I want to say.
Yeah,
That's pretty good. Spy X Family. There was a movie that actually just came out. So probably watch that later after we're done.
I might watch the Rebel Moon movie. I hear it's extremely bad and cringe, so might be kind of enjoyable.
I heard the first one was bad and this one is even worse. So
yeah.
Why not?
I mean, with what they set up with the first one, it was impossible for it not to be bad. But we have to watch and see how bad.
I'm not going to watch it. If you want a bad triple feature, his last three movies are apparently all bad. So that if you just add Army and the Dead in the before that. So
yeah, I didn't watch that one.
I did. It was pretty bad. I mean, it wasn't horrible, but I mean, I think zombie stuff, I'm pretty lenient on that stuff. So, yep. Yeah, I don't think there's nothing like I was like super looking forward to or anything. I mean, I wanted to see this Guy Ritchie movie and we'll talk about it. I think I heard Abigail's pretty good, actually. I mean, Dad saw it and he liked it. I don't know if I'm going to go see it by myself. It seems like a movie you want to like go to with friends or something.
Yeah.
Horror comedy.
We ain't reviewing it, I ain't seeing it. So.
Yeah. Oh, seeing Spider-Man 2 today in the old theaters as they're doing that. So that's cool. I don't think I've ever seen it in the theaters, or I might have when I was young, but I don't remember it seeing it in the theater. I remember seeing the third one, so with Toby. So that's cool. All right.
All right. Which review are we doing first here?
All right. First review we're going to do is the movie that we saw, because I think that Fallout will go longer. So we're going to be talking about The Ministry of Ungentlemanly Warfare. And it's called that because they say it the full title in the movie. So they're like, I guess we'll go by The Ministry of Ungentlemanly Warfare.
Yeah.
So,
I mean, so, I thought it worked in the movie. So, I mean.
Yeah. Apparently, these come from real unsealed documents of Churchill's, Winston Churchill, who was the prime minister of United Kingdom during World War II. So, I don't know how much of it is realistic and how much of it is, you know, played up, but
I mean, yeah, we'll never know that. And I mean, yeah, I'm sure stuff is played up.
Yeah, they showed the real people at the end of the movie. None of them looked anything like the people playing them, of course. I mean, apparently, multiple people think Henry Cavill should be James Bond. Guy Ritchie and Matthew Vaughn and
I mean, I think he would make a good Bond, but I don't think this is like showing that he could be a good Bond. I think he was just kind of, this wasn't like a Henry Cavill movie or anything. This was,
well, Ian Fleming is a character in this movie, and apparently the person that Henry Cavill plays is who Ian Fleming based James Bond on. Or is many believe that that's who he based James Bond on. So, I mean, you know. Anyway, I just think that's kind of funny. But I don't think he's going to be Bond. We'll see what happens on that. Anyway. So this movie, I went in with not high expectations, I guess middle expectations, because I mean, I've liked Guy Ritchie's recent movies. We just talked about his show that he made a couple weeks ago, which was just a pretty good show. I mean, Killing Nazis, A-okay, I think, in everybody's book, always. So, I mean, this movie was fun. I mean, I had a good time. It definitely kind of dragged in spots. I don't know. I feel like we've may have run out of steam on this, you know, Nazis are bad, let's kill them train. I think we know that, and we're kind of maybe done with that. Might have to figure out something new.
I mean, and that trope is never going to end. I don't know what you're talking about, but
yeah.
But if you're tired of it, I understand, but it's not going to stop.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. I feel like it's an easy, it's definitely an easy sell. No one's like, I want the Nazi to come out on top at the end. You know, it's always like, you know, we're going to get him. So.
Yeah. I mean, I thought the story that was told was an interesting one.
Yeah.
When you're talking about fighting the Nazis, you're not going to make a movie where this is a battle where we lose or something like that.
Yeah. Well, of course. Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
It's, you know what you're getting when you go into the movie, for sure.
It's British and Glorious Bastards. So, you know, pretty much the same plot. Obviously not beat for beat or anything, but pretty close to the same plot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you got the setup at the beginning, and then there's even like very similar scenes of like trying to stay undercover and stuff. And yeah, it is pretty much the same movie. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, and that's probably Tarantino's best film. I don't know if that's my favorite of Tarantino. It's not my favorite, but it's definitely probably the best film he's made, I feel like. Spoiler, but who doesn't like watching Hitler get killed? But, you know, that's a really good movie. So, I mean, I think this was a good good effort sounds, condescending, but it's like, decent movie, fun movie. There's two storylines going at the same time, but they're working towards the same goal, the same mission. So you're not with the guys that you see in the trailer, which is the reason why people are there for, right? Henry Cavill and Alan Ritchson and the other guys, Alex Pettifer and stuff. And then you're following, I think her name is Isa Gonzalez, and that other guy. Apparently, he's a doctor on one of the Star Trek shows. As they're like the ones that are going undercover and stuff, and doing the espionage and. Trying to get close to the Nazi captain guy or general or something, and you know, setting up so they can come in and blow up these ships, and then these guys are traveling and they got to pick up one of their fallen brothers along the way. So you know, just basically sets up action set pieces and stuff like that, and then you know the big end when they. You know, reach the climax of their mission. I thought overall the movie was decent.
Yeah, I thought it was entertaining, and there wasn't any. I mean, I get annoyed at plot holes and stuff. There really wasn't any, so that's good.
Yeah. I feel like there was enough, like, this is happening and this is happening and this is happening, so you're not really, like, dwelling on anything for very long, or, you know, you're not going to be like, this plot hole's weird, or there was, I mean, there's one where, like, they're from this place to this place really fast. I don't know how they got there that fast, but, I mean, we could, I guess, talk about that in spoilers if you want. Okay. That was the only, like, plot holey thing that I saw. But I mean, it's not that crazy. And most of the time, you know, basically, you know, that this guy is going to end up on top and most things are going to go well, but you know, it's a story that people don't know. So, I mean, I wasn't sure someone could die, you know, whatever. I mean, you know, the Nazis are going to die. You know, who knows, you know, maybe someone is going to die, you know? So, yeah. I mean, I wonder if they thought about doing another one.
I mean, I would watch another one if they did.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like everything they try to set up for sequels and franchises and whatever, we'll see if that actually happens or not. But
I mean, I don't think it would make sense in the fact that those people probably didn't team up and do more missions together sort of thing, but like historically accurate. But I mean, I feel like they've set up those characters in the movie to do more stuff together. So
yeah. So we'll see what happens. What would be your rating?
I think I'm at a 7. I thought it was a good movie overall. I don't think it had that many twists and turns or anything, so wasn't super suspenseful, even though it kind of went for that, but all the action was really good, which I'm pleased with. And, the writing was good. The acting was good. Everything was just, you know, it hit the good marker. And,
I think I'm a little lower than you are. I think I'm going to go 6, maybe 6.5. I don't know. I think probably 6. I mean, action is good. We got lots of action in it, but I don't know if I see there. I mean, I don't see Henry Cavill as like, yeah, mowing down guys and sticking his tongue out and be like, woo, killing guys, woo, this is fun. It just like I don't think super fit him for me. I did like, however, I liked Alan Ritchson's character. I thought was good, and he was just kind of like, you know, do-do-do, killing guys with an axe, and, you know, kind of,
I don't know, I disagree. I think it was fine on both. I agree with that Alan Richardson was good, but I mean, the crowd, when they told a joke, everyone was laughing and stuff.
No, it's fine, the jokes, like, when he's making jokes, but, like, I just don't see him as that guy's, like, you know, I don't know. It's almost like he was, like, a teenager, like, check out what I'm gonna do, and then does, you know, jumps off a roof or something. I just didn't really see him as that guy, but, you know, I'm going to steal his coat. Isn't that funny? I don't know, but that's just me. I don't know.
Yeah, because the crowd pretty much enjoyed. I mean, even I did as well.
So. No, I mean, I mean, I like Guy Ritchie's movies, and most of his movies are like, here's a spot where there's going to be a sight gag that you're going to think is funny and the crowd will like it. I mean, I think I've watched the movie that came out last year, which like, I think 3 people saw with Jason Statham and stuff. I mean, I like that movie. I think The Gentleman's a really good movie that came out in like 2020. So I mean, I've, and Wrath of Man, I've seen like most of his movies recently. So I mean, but I feel like he...
I mean, I think if you compare it to those movies, it's definitely worse. But I don't think... Maybe you're comparing it to those other movies too hard. I think comparing it to other movies in theaters, it's definitely better than some. So I still think it hits that good marker. I think six is a disservice.
I think it's above average. I don't think I'll watch it again. I think I had a good time, but it was not... I would probably watch another one, but I'm not like raring for anything new or whatever. I just thought it was a decent movie. I don't know. There's, for some reason, there's something that was like kind of lacking for me. Maybe I just didn't like the second plot line as much. Yeah, probably 6.5, maybe. Because I did like Cary Elwes is like the captain or general. I don't know. Trying to bring this team together and stuff. I liked all that when they're talking to each other and kind of interesting. We can get into spoilers here.
I really don't think there is that many, but what were you talking about? Where they?
So she gets found out that she's a spy or whatever, and she literally shoots that guy in the head. And I was like, who's driving her? Are they Nazis or are they just random guys? Like, who's driving her? And she shoots him in the head, and then she makes it him and the one guy that she's, you know, in the undercover with, and her get away unscathed and drive a boat to them, and no other boats could get through, but that boat got through.
And show him securing the boat prior to that scene. He goes and kills some guys at a boat.
Oh,
okay. Prior to that scene, and he's. But yeah, they blow up all the other U-boats, but they're supposed to be two different boats, essentially.
She kills that guy, gets away, finds that guy, gets on the boat.
Well, she doesn't get away. He literally shows up and kills the driver, and the passenger guy who was driving. And he's the one who drives her to the boat.
Okay, I guess I missed that part or wasn't paying attention, but... Either way, yeah, they get away and then get to the boat, and then the boat gets there pretty fast. I just feel like it was like really quick in the events.
Yeah, it was definitely, you know, everyone was going to live. No one was going to get left behind, sort of thing. Yeah. It was convenient. Yeah. But I wouldn't say it was not done correctly. They showed how it happened. Sort of
thing. Yeah, I mean, I like spy stuff. I always like a good spy scene. The scene where they use the suitcase and cover the other suitcase and pick it up or whatever and get the info, and you know, she might get found out, but she doesn't by the officer or whatever, and all like that stuff. That stuff is always fun for me. Definitely like the.
I found that to be the boring part, honestly, but yeah.
I thought that was interesting. I didn't think
it wasn't entertaining.
I can watch dudes get mowed down in any action movie. Like, I've seen it a million times, but something interesting. I like a little bit.
That part was great. That's the part I like about the
movie. Yeah, I mean, that's good, but I mean, I've seen it. I'm okay with. I would.
He's taking down people with a bow from.
Yeah, that was
range.
Cool.
And then they show what everyone else is doing, how the other guy gets on the turret and he just mows down the whole people that were training or whatever. I thought it was entertaining, and the action actually made sense. You know, it's not just, you know, in John Wick, there's like 100 guys, but they're off screen and they just come in to get shot sort of thing. It was much more tactical army wise.
Yeah. It reminded me of Far Cry where you're trying to take over your little, the base, and you're using a bow and arrow to be stealthy and to get your extra bonuses when you,
and, take and then they were like, I guess stealth's over now. And
I
thought it was great.
That's me and you playing. You are stealthy. And then I shoot some guy loudly in the head. You know, what else is new? But I mean, I like it. I thought it was a fun movie. It was just, I felt like it was a little paint by numbers movie. I mean, there was fun stuff in it. I like that it's historical and stuff and action was good, but there's nothing about it that I will be like, I remember this because it was great in this aspect. I just enjoyed it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I think that's pretty much everything I have. I thought the villain or main Nazi guy was fine. I mean, he's played soldier guy before.
Well, I think your review is a little like you've seen like so many things and it skews your viewing of this movie when other people haven't seen, you know, every Tarantino movie, every Nazi movie, and if they went and saw this, you know, they don't have all these outside factors bringing this movie down or up.
I feel like this was made for like a 40-year-old man, and I think a lot of those guys are gonna have seen Tarantino movies. I mean, Dad liked the movie, but he's seen Inglourious Basterds, and he thought pretty similar to what I feel like a lot of the people that are going to see this movie will have seen a Tarantino movie or, you know, movies of this ilk before. And some of those people will go, well, this is more of what I like, so I liked it. And some people might feel the same way I do. I agree with your sentiment. Your point is valid on that. But I mean, I didn't think it was a bad movie. By any means, I like Guy Ritchie. I will watch the next movie he will make. He's already making another one with Henry Cavill and Jake Gyllenhaal, I think it was, where they're like not hitman or something, but they're like something, they're operatives or something. So, I mean, he's pumping them out pretty fast. And so we'll get more of Guy Ritchiness very soon because his movies have been doing pretty decently. So, So it's basically going to, his next movie will be the stars of his last two movies because Jake Gyllenhaal did The Covenant last year with him. So, which I did see. That's like the only one I haven't seen recently that he did.
Yeah, I saw it. It was pretty good.
Good. Cute.
Probably another 7 for me on that one.
Yeah, I don't know. I haven't seen it, so.
Yeah. Well, cute. Shall we get to our next review then?
All right. Oh, would you, before we move on, so I'm at like a 6.5, you're at a 7. Would you see it, stream it, or skip it?
Stream it, for sure. Yeah.
I think so, too. I don't think there isn't like big grand shots or anything or big war battles or something that you need to like see in a theater or anything. I think you watch it at home.
I'll almost tell you never to go to a theater. It's too expensive. But, you know, to rent this movie for $5 or something on Amazon or wherever you rent movies, I think it'd be worth that. Or if it goes on to HBO or wherever it ends up for free. I mean, yeah, I'd say I'd be pretty pleased to watch this on streaming. Yeah.
Yeah, I think if you, saw for $5, yeah, I definitely think you'd be like, all right, I think I got, you know, you and the couple mm-hmm. people, whatever. And, you know, all six of us saw it yesterday. I think it was yesterday or 2 days ago. So, I mean, it was definitely more than $5. So, yeah. Or you watch it on a streaming service. So, cool. All right. So that was The Ministry of Ungentlemanly Warfare. Now we're going to talk about Fallout. This is definitely, for me, definitely most anticipated show of this year. I don't know about you, but I was worried when I saw the trailers, if I'm being honest. I thought, I don't know if they're going to hit this tone the way it needs to be hit. And we'll see how I feel about the storyline. And, you know, there was definitely mystery. And even up to the day, we were, you know, kind of trying to figure out what was going on before we watched it. Mm-hmm. I will definitely say that I enjoyed the show. Do I think there's a better show to be had? I would say yes, but I still think the show is well done. I mean, I really, really like Fallout New Vegas. I think Fallout New Vegas probably is my favorite game ever. Like, best top game of all time. We'll see if my thoughts change or whatever. But so, I mean, I liked 3. I thought 4 was decent. But I'm also just a baby when it comes to games. So if it's too hard or I feel it's too hard, I'll give up. So, but
Very true.
I also did like, I do like the role-playing aspect. I mean, I played Starfield for probably longer than I needed to. So, yeah. So I think... I like Fallout a lot. What did you think of the show overall?
I think as a game adaptation, they did a spectacular job. So many of these just flub it so hard, and it's not even worth a watch just because you're a fan of the franchise. They're actually doing a disservice to that franchise. This definitely raises up the appeal for Fallout and makes it much more mainstream. You know, Fallout 76, Fallout 4, all of those player counts have skyrocketed since the show. Same thing happened from Witcher Season 1. It's definitely a plus. I think this is how you make, when you have such a vast story in the Fallout series, like you take something like Mario, and all Mario really did was just, you know, have a checklist of things that needed to go in and didn't really make a good story about it.
Yeah, they didn't make the elements didn't mesh. It was just kind of like, oh, here's the you like Mario Kart, right? Here it is. And here's, you know, Smash. Like, I mean, I think Mario, I think you kind of more down on it. I think there was fun stuff about it. But yeah, I agree.
Well, they checked the boxes of the nostalgia from the games and whatnot. And that's why people like the movie still. But whereas this also did that, there was plenty of nostalgia there. And there's still plenty of nostalgia going forward.
Yeah.
This also told an interesting story and a new story within that world.
Yes.
And so that for the story can still be good going forward. As you know, for Mario, I'm just like, okay, some more boxes to check off. Sort of.
I think it was known for many years that video game adaptations, just like Death and Taxes, you know, the video game adaptation were inevitably going to be horrible. I mean, Mario, like the live action Mario was horrible back in the day. And I mean, even recently, Assassin's Creed, you know, the old Mortal Kombat, even though I like those movies because I think they're ridiculous, are not good. Street Fighter, I mean, we even had Twisted Metal was bad. Halo apparently just takes a dump on the rest. I mean, there's other things I'm sure that I can't remember off the top of my head that are video game adaptions that are bad. But yeah, so I'm glad that we're kind of getting stuff that's good. The Last of Us, I think this is good. I think the Sonic movies are decent. I mean, I've only seen the first one, so maybe I shouldn't speak too soon on that. But
I thought the second one was worse, but it was fine. It's like a 6.
Yeah, I mean, Mario, I thought Mario was fine or good, depending on the day. If you like my opinion, if I think about it, my opinion kind of wavers. I think I had a good time just because I like Mario and, you know, whatever. That's a whole different thing. But let's see. What else we got? Let's get into talk about Fallout here. I think I have a this takes place in the West. It takes place in California. The West originally is where 1 and 2 take place. So those are the roots of Fallout. So that's why I feel like people like New Vegas because it is the West. And then the other ones, they've made sense. Or, you know, that were made by Bethesda specifically were in the East. DC and Boston for 3 and 4. So I think people are enjoying that. If you're an old school fan or you like New Vegas, having it in the West, you got the NCR and stuff like that. But then you also have, you know, the Brotherhood of Steel, which is like the Fallout kind of, you know, the iconic images is the power armor, right? And that's more that, you know, Brotherhood of Steel and stuff like that, which is more like East Coast. So there's kind of that thing that goes on when you're thinking, when you're talking about Fallout, is kind of that, like, there's like two sides of that coin. And then you have, in this, they go into Vault Tech more, which, you know, you're one of the, this show kind of follows sort of a Fallout 3 type plot where you come out of the vault and stuff, and the vault stuff is more in the forefront, and they get into the backstory of that, which I don't think they ever have in a game where they talk about Vault Tech and stuff. And I don't know. I feel like some people are not liking some of the ways that they go through stuff and set things up. And some people are just enjoying it because they just like seeing a thing that they like not getting completely wrecked. So, we'll see. I'm kind of in the middle on this show. I still think the show is decent. Not decent, good. I'm gonna probably give it a higher rating, but not like super high. I'm like at like a 7.5 or an 8. Because I enjoy the show. I will definitely be interested in a second season. And they already said they greenlit it and renewed it. But before that, they were like, oh, they already got a tax credit to do it in California. So it was pretty much already going to happen. So I mean, I'll definitely watch another season. So what kind of rating are we looking at?
I'm in the same boat, you know, an 8. I think it is more of a 7, but for me it's an 8 because it's Fallout.
Yeah.
And they really did just a great job carving its own section in the overall narrative of Fallout. It's connected to the games, but not so much where, you know, they could mess things up or anything. So it's kind of interesting to connect all the dots within the universe, kind of like almost like a Marvel cinematic thing, but it's connected to the games, or like a Star Wars thing if it was actually done correctly. And it makes it interesting to watch as a fan, and then even so to someone who's not a fan, like my wife, who's never played a game or anything, really enjoyed the show as well. So I think it does a good job of introducing new fans who haven't played the games, but also pleasing the fans at the same time. So I think it sets a bar for game adaptations. I still think Last of Us as a whole is probably much better. It's a different vibe. It's a much more serious tone thing. And you're doing exactly what you did in the games. So it's still a different beast. But I think this definitely raises the bar and shows how it should be done. You know, the creators of the games came over and helped them make it. And the people who were making it were obviously also fans. And they wanted to make sure it got done right. So definitely sets the bar for game adaptations.
Yeah, I think so Bethesda said that you cannot just make a adaptation of one of the games. They said, do not do that. You have to do your own thing. So that's what they did. There's definitely detractors from the show for me. That's why I'm kind of like 7.5, 8 in the, you know, kind of back and forth on that, because I mean, some of the characters are fine. But some of the characters are really good. I mean, some of the plot points I'm kind of iffy on, and I don't know if I like some of the character directions, but and a lot of the things was kind of, I felt like just like pretty obvious what's going on. But I mean, also if you play the games, you go know well if you go to a vault, most of the time you're not going in to, you know, just seeing normal stuff happening. You're going to go into a vault and see weird stuff or weird experiment or, you know, big disaster or problem, you know, thing gone awry. So, but that's what I liked about about most of the show is it felt like Fallout. They did what you wanted from a Fallout thing, which was good old time, you know, explosions, people, you know, shooting and power
slow
armor,
slow motion music,
you know, comedy, dry comedy, dark comedy stuff, weird creatures.
It was also pretty violent. I wasn't expecting it to be as violent as it was.
I mean, Fallout is super violent. I mean, you know, people, there's perks and stuff. There's things that you can get in the game where you can just, you know, randomly, if you shoot one guy and you kill them, they'll turn into a big bloody pile and human remains and explode, basically. I mean, that's what stuff you can do in the game. So I expected it to be bloody and stuff, and I'm glad they didn't like shy away from anything I mean, Fallout has run the gamut on weird taboo things, you know, all kinds of weirdos and creepiness, but also funny and interesting, really good storytelling, smart storytelling, interesting characters, having fun companions, There, you know, there's a dog in this game or in the movie, you know, just like there's a dog in the games and stuff that you can have as a companion. And, I mean, it was fun. So yeah, I think 7.5 is a good spot.
And I think it has potential to go even higher.
Yes.
They've set up a pretty good branching story and characters you're invested in. And I only hope it gets better from here. I kind of wish the action, like at the final section, was a bit more. It wasn't like bad by any means, but
I was a
bit nitpicking as well. So
yeah. Something about that I feel like at the end of I don't know, I have never played the end of Fallout 4, so I have no idea. But Fallout 3 and Fallout New Vegas, I feel like their endings are kind of okay. I mean, and they're kind of like, you're just kind of in this narrow end part. And then mm-hmm. they end with like, New Vegas ends with like a slideshow. So, I mean.
Yeah, they all end with a slideshow, even 4.
Okay, so, I mean, having an ending that's kind of I think is part for the course then. That's just me. I mean, I thought, yeah, I understand you would want a bigger battle or something. But it was kind of the ending was kind of clunky. I will say that for sure. There's other detractors like I think the Brotherhood of Steel are kind of goofy in this show, just like all the way around. They kind of win a weird way with the Brotherhood. I don't see them as like almost religious, weird like priests, and then they like anoint people is what it seemed like they were doing in this. And I don't really see them as that in the games.
I mean, they were kind of with it. I mean, they do have paladins and they have scribes that have to work their way up the ranks and stuff. And they show that there's a lot of it in 4 and a lot of it, not so much 3. They're kind of just there in 3 until like near the end.
And New Vegas are not in it very much. So, I mean, I guess I'm not just not well versed maybe in it, but I don't know. It's just, they seem kind of weird in this show.
Yeah. In Vegas, they're like, they're just almost wiped out and
yeah.
they're just trying to survive and whatnot. But they do have a role to play, but yeah.
So I don't know. Like, yeah, I mean, we will have to get into spoilers, I think.
I agree.
Well, I guess we could talk about, so they show the bombs drop. I mean, it's in the trailer, and so that was kind of interesting. And then they show Walton Goggins, definitely the highlight of the show. I mean, he is kind of just playing the same character he always plays in, you know, Western, you know, kind of. Snarky comment guy, gunslinger guy.
I would just consider that good casting.
Oh yeah, well, but yeah, they not stunt casting, but he's typecast.
Mm-hmm.
And he plays a ghoul. I still don't think he was ghouly enough, but that's just me. It's more Red Skull to me than a ghoul, but that's okay. All right, so I dropped out and there's sound issues, so we're starting again where we left off. So I mean, we can see if he becomes more ghouly as another season comes. Now they're getting into New Vegas. which is my favorite game. I think the best game. So we'll see what they do there. Hopefully they don't screw it up. You know, we'll definitely see Mr. House. He's in the show already. I wonder if they'll get a new actor. He doesn't really look like Mr. House.
I think it'll be the same guy. I don't know why.
Well, I mean.
It was like 2 seconds. I don't, if he's like a main role, then maybe get a different guy.
Yeah. But, they can always recast, I think. You could just have a picture on the screen.
I mean, he literally said like 2 things, so maybe that guy's actually good at playing him, but it's, didn't really give him much.
Yeah. Know? Well, I mean, they can have a picture on a screen and have the guy from the game do the voice. I mean, that's like not crazy. Or just a different voice or something, because that's what he is basically. You know, and they'll probably have, and hopefully they'll have like a yes man or something. Just depends on which ending they want to go with from New Vegas, or they do their own thing.
He'll be there. He'll be there.
Yeah, definitely should have at least something.
They were asking them. I remember watching some interview or something. They were asking, like, you know, what's Ron Perlman? And they were like, they basically were like, we couldn't do everything in season one.
So, no Mysterious Stranger, some BS.
Yeah. So I think, I mean, there's still more. They can do more now. So I think a lot of that stuff will happen in season two.
We shall see. More New Vegas, I'm down. We'll see where, how that fits into the puzzle, other than, you know, the dad character knew the other people and their little
I'm sure there's definitely good. I mean, it's never as simple as just go do the main thing, right?
Yeah. So. In their little tech Illuminati thing that they were doing there. So we'll see. You know, we still don't know what happened to the Walton Goggins character's wife and kid. They're probably alive. Probably were frozen. We'll see what happens.
I'm just going to assume they're alive. Hopefully they don't pull like a Fallout 4 where the kid's like totally grown now.
Who knows? We don't know.
Oh, maybe. Did I just spoil 4 for you?
I mean,
because you never finished it.
I don't really care. We'll see if I get that far.
Yeah.
Well, because they took the kit. Whatever. I'm not gonna get into that.
We won't get into that.
There is a lot of lore. There's the first 2 games that, you know, that take place in the West too. So we'll see if they do anything more with that. Will we see season 2? Will we see different power armor? Will we see Enclave power armor, or, you know, stuff like that? That's also in New Vegas. There's some Enclave power armor, I think, right? So, I mean, there's lots of different stuff that we could see. You know, just hoping, you know, Caesar's Legion, are they still around? Does that even exist in this little timeline that they got going here? We'll see.
Yeah. We'll see. I'm sure there'll be like, they even had like fiends in this season. I could see them just being in there for like one short clip.
Will we see the Great Khans? Will we see the boomers? We shall see. I don't know. I like that.
It all depends on the ending they chose.
So, no super mutants. We're going to get a super mutant. You know, there's lots of good stuff.
True. There was no super mutants.
Yeah. Lots of good Fallout stuff that they could do. We'll see. I don't know. If they did a super mutant, will they just get a giant man and film them weird, or will they get someone on stilts like in that power armor? because that,
yeah,
you know, might be a little clunky. We'll see what happens. But I mean, I'm excited. I like the renewed excitement in Fallout. Maybe we'll get remasters. Maybe we'll get another Fallout. That's what I hope for anyway, because Fallout 76 is entourage. So that's what I'm kind of hoping for, but we'll see what happens.
Yeah, hopefully the show gets them in gear and they make a, we get a remaster, lots of rumors of a remaster. So. Yeah.
Well, I'm sure their player base, I know their player base has grown with, since this show came out. People are playing those games again or playing them for the first time. I mean, you, on Xbox, you can play them for free on Game Pass if you have it. So I think all of them.
Yeah.
Other than the original couple that were on computer. So.
Yeah. Yeah, if you can.
So, yeah.
All right, well, I think that wraps up our episode. We'll see you guys on the next one. Until then.
This has been the Daniel and Andrew Show.